it's Theo.
And Vanessa. And here's what you need to know this week, Wink. Hello, Theo.
Well, go on.
There is so much going on.
There is. Oh, my
You ready?
Mm-hmm. I was born ready. I was also born on March 29, everybody. Okay, fine.
Okay.
One of the top stories we've seen has been the extension of the Zones of Special Operations period for Mount Salem and Denham Town.
On February 13, the House of Representatives approved a 60-day extension of the zones. That's the ZOSO. And the additional time is for social services and infrastructure investment, which have already begun.
Indeed. You may have remembered that sometime in the recent past, me and Van Wallen spoke about the implementation of ZOSOs, and they come in three phases.
Yes!
Number one.
Clear!
Number two.
Hold!
Number three.
Build.
Awesome. The extension of the zone is to facilitate work under the build phase, and that's geared at breathing new life into the communities with improved amenities and such.
And such. So we'll continue to track the story and keep you informed. Another big one is... Thank you, Theo. The budget being tabled.
You know what I mean? So last week, Finance Minister Audishaw tabled the estimates of expenditure. And sometimes we use the estimates of expenditure and budget interchangeably.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the estimates need to go to the Auditor General to be reviewed. They're actually being reviewed right now. And so, in fact, they are still estimates.
Yeah, and after that, when, you know, everything finalized, they're going to go before the Standing Finance Committee for deliberation. That comprises the 63 members of the lower house.
So, Vanessa, pop quiz. What does this all mean?
Money, 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 money. No, no. Yeah. It means, actually, that we should all be listening out for the budget to be presented in the coming weeks so we can have an understanding of any changes in how things are being taxed, if any at all, and how they may affect our daily lives.
You know, as you mentioned, things that affect our daily lives. Residents in St. Thomas, anybody out there? All right, so the residents, you guys in St. Thomas.
Big up Yalas, big up Morant Bay.
Now, you will soon have work being done in a few of the roadways in your communities under the Major Infrastructure Development Program. Vanessa, pronounce this for me.
MIDP.
M-I-D-P.
Yes. So along Yalas to Low Mountain, the NWA will be fixing about 8 kilometers of roadway. Residents are being invited to a meeting tonight, people, at Lloyd's New Testament Church in Lloyd Square. Lloyd New Testament.
Well,
all right, Mr. Lloyd. To hear more about the scope, duration, and the impact of the project, turn out.
So people, walk with your listening ears.
And your questioning minds.
Of course. Come find out what's happening in your community.
Your community.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Van Van. Wagwan. Remember how last week you asked me for 10 seconds?
Yeah.
I need 20. I'm taller than you. I deserve more.
Yeah, so why not just get 10?
Just give me 20.
I'll give you 15.
All right.
And go!
February's Heart Month. Did you know your heart will beat about 115,000 times each day and it can continue beating even when it's disconnected from the body? So keep it beating while it's
time
inside, that
up.
Is, and healthy with exercise, a healthy diet, and less stress.
Time!
Was that exactly 15 seconds?
I don't care. I just wanted to say time.
God.
Unfortunately, people, that's all the time we have on Wink today. Send your feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm.
Mm-hmm.
Connect with us on Twitter @JIS News.
Instagram is @JIS Voice. And interact with us on Facebook @Jamaica Information Service. Until next time, she remains Vanessa.
And he is definitely Theo. And remember,
knowledge is power,
so stay in the know.
Choo-choo. The Scientific Research Council is bringing reliable, accurate, and efficient analytical testing services to you. Investors, manufacturers, and service operators, protect yourself and consumers by ensuring that your product and environs are safe and secure. Come to us to test your food, cosmetics, potable and recreational water, environmental air quality, trade effluent, and to conduct shelf life studies for products. The SRC conducts on-site sampling, or you can submit your samples to our offices at Hope Gardens Complex, Kingston 6. The Analytical Services Department Laboratory is certified locally and internationally, and is accredited ISO 17025. For more information, visit our office or send an email to prinfo@src-jamaica.org or call us at 927-1771-4. The Scientific Research Council, making science, technology, and innovation work for you.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.